Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a very special event happening this Saturday. Karen Haslam with St. James Church joins us in studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Karen, it's good to see you.
It is. You're just laughing because we've been having such a good time before the mics came on, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, yeah, it's the Mistletoe Market, and it's our traditional Christmas bazaar.
Yes.
Carol Boone is the one who actually came up with this a few years ago. We had to take a break during COVID, and now we're back. So we're the original Mistletoe Market. All the crafts are made by the ladies, all the biscuits, all the items that are on sale. All the baking is done by us. There's not one of those come in and Tupperware's in the corner and, you know, different booths. We are using the ladies and the skills they have.
It's always a big event. Again, the Mistletoe Market at St. James Church. And nice to see it back in full.
Yes. Do you know what? It's very similar to what happened when we had the sale this year. It's the first time we've had the sale. And people were coming up to us saying, oh, we're so glad you're back. We're so glad you're doing it. It's going to be the same with this. We're so glad you're back. I spent 2 days making tortillas, pork and beef and beef tortillas. All the ladies are home madly baking their cookies, getting ready to bring it in this weekend. So we're all very busy and tired. And did I say tired? Yeah, we're tired.
But ready for Saturday.
Yes, yes. Lovely, lovely church. It's my church. And we're a very active group in the community. We have food bank. We're part of the community center thing. And the ladies are a large part of the congregation.
Yeah. And it's this Saturday morning, we should say.
Saturday morning. It opens at 9:30. We close at 12:30. We had a lady go around this time and get some donations from local community stores. And they were so gracious, so gracious. We have wonderful surprise baskets. So you can, you know, buy a lottery ticket. Did I say lottery? No. You can buy a ticket because I don't have a license. You can buy a ticket and perhaps win one of our surprise
baskets.
There
you go. It's a big surprise. Yeah,
but there's no surprise about the goodies. The goodies are there. Mm. They're Christmas cookies. And Ross Crawford, I don't know if you remember, Ross Crawford was a very good chef in the area. He made all the shortbreads this year, so we packaged them up really nicely, and out they go. And of course, those wonderful tortillas that I spent 2 days making. Yes,
there you go.
So it's going to be good.
It's going to be terrific. Yeah. Come visit shop again with the Mistletoe Market at St. James Church. Let's remind folks where St. James Church is located.
Oh, God, is it 8 in the morning already? We are at 41 Mornington Street, and that's on the corner of Hamilton across from the pool. So it's got a tower. You'll recognize it by the tower. It's got a tower and the bell tower.
Yeah.
And St. James is a local church. I think most people know where it is.
Sure, absolutely. We're there. We'll pass along all the details on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. And again, Karen, as you touched on, you know, this helps out with a lot of the community projects that St. James Church does for our community, which is huge.
Well, it is. And on our money, this money goes into the ACW. And in June, we distribute it to, there's a church camp up in Kuwaiten that we donate to. We give passes, swim passes for the children at the Children's Aid Society.
Okay.
We have individuals, charities that we, in the community, the money goes back into the community. Not just our money, but Tom in our church is in outreach, and we do food bank, which is really necessary right these days. And we have Jan Schoenfeld going to do a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day for the community. We're part of St. Paul's and St. Stephen's Anglican Church with the Connection Center down at St. Paul's. Yeah. Big changes came. We have a new minister. I said, let's fire him. We're too busy. But they didn't like my attitude. So Reverend Rob Lemon, Reverend Canon Rob Lemon, wonderful man, very outgoing. And yeah, good community church, St. James. And we are open Sundays. There you go.
How about that?
How about that? See you there, Jamie.
Mistletoe Market at St. James Church. It's for this Saturday. That's November 25th. Don't miss it. For our Saturday morning, starts at 9:30. Come visit shop and have a great time. Karen Haslam, thanks so much, Karen.
Great. Come and say hi to me. I'll be there.